It's been so wonderful, such a privilege, just amazing. I still kind of can't quite compute it, to be part of something that is so special and so kind of far-reaching all across the world, and something that so many people care about so much as well.
And what's it like starring in the 50th special, one of the biggest years for this spectacular show?
Amazing. Something Stephen said to me when we first started doing the episode is it's one of these moments, and it's one of these things that, you know, you can talk to your grandkids about, and we'll be talking about it in our dotage, is what he was saying. And it is. It's a wonderful moment in time and a wonderful thing to celebrate. And, you know, long may it keep going forward in the same vein.
In the last episode, Jenna, we discovered that incarnations of Clara have been scattered throughout the Doctor's history.
Yes.
Did you know that when you started out that she would be such a crucial character?
Well, obviously, I think coming in playing the companion, I wasn't sure exactly. I knew she was being different incarnations, but I didn't know why. But no, I remember picking up the name of the Doctor and reading the first seven pages, which is, you know, she approaches and then she's talking to William Hartnell's Doctor and then goes through all of his timelines, and she's always chasing. So she's kind of met all of the Doctors through all of time and space. And that, for me, I was kind of absolutely blown away as a companion to come in and, you know, effectively have been, you know, have known all of the incarnations of the Doctor in, you know, in some kind of a time frame. It's been, amazing.
Two of the show's big stars as well, Tennant and Piper, they're back for the special.
Yes.
What was it like working with the old guard?
Great. Oh, wonderful. It was kind of like we had a big gang of us, and it felt like just a really great celebration, you know, all of us coming together, and we'd been part of something very special, and it was a really great atmosphere.
And then John Hurt turns up as well.
Oh, yeah. John Hurt pops up playing the Doctor, the other Doctor that nobody knew about. So, yeah, great surprise, great twist.
Legend. Now, there are big stunts in this 50th anniversary episode. The TARDIS dangling from a crane in front of crowds in Trafalgar Square. But some of that was filmed in Wales. Was that scary to do?
No. Oh, I love all that stuff. I mean, you go to work every day and kind of get to do these amazing... Well, sometimes if they let you. Me and Matt always try to do the stunts. But yeah, it's part of the adventure and the action and what makes the show. And it's great. You know, you turn up at work and you're not quite sure what you're going to be doing, whether it's falling backwards onto a cloud or, you know, it's such an unusual and amazing job. But I'm so up for all of that stuff.
Have you enjoyed working in Wales?
I have, yeah. I'm coming back in January to do the next series, so I'm determined to actually get out of Cardiff a bit more and see more of Wales, actually.
You should.
I should. Weekends away, the Gower. I've not been to the Gower yet, but Cardiff is a home from home for me.
What do you think Wales has brought to Doctor Who?
It was, you know, brought back from... It was in Newport originally, but, you know, for the last 6 years, it's been based in Cardiff and all of our locations. You know, it's funny with Matt, obviously, because we spent the last episode and he was reminiscing a lot about his time and, you know, in different castles and locations and all of the stories that we've told in all these amazing, you know, landmarks and out in the Breckens. And, it's stunning and so versatile. It's a great place to film. It's very diverse.
Now, Jenna, this episode as well is being shown in 3D in cinemas and TVs on Saturday night. Did you have to work differently for 3D? Is there a difference in the production?
Yeah, very much so, actually. The cameras are huge. So the layouts of the shot are quite different to make the depth of field work and 3D work. But also it's kind of using it as well as an actor. So, you know, there's certain things, you know, like if Matt was to point, you know, in 3D, it's going to come right at you at the screen. So then you can afford to react bigger to that. So, you know, it's kind of trying to utilize it as well and really use that depth of 3D to make it really come out at you.
Now, BBC Radio Wales, we're here at the Doctor Who Experience in Cardiff today. Have you been yet?
Yes, I went to do my handprints.
Oh, good.
Me and John Hurt did it recently.
Well, listen, the red dress, I've been looking at the utility belt. That appears to have an egg whisk on it.
That is for Oswin is a souffle. She likes to make souffles, not very well, but it's kind of it's a running theme through, you know, Clara. A lot of people on the streets as well call me souffle girl. So it's kind of one of her quirks. She likes to try and make it the souffle.
Right, okay. So it's for a baking emergency.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've got to ask you this as well. I'm sure that many people ask you this in interviews as well, Jenna. What's it been like being part of that unique brand, to be part of Doctor Who?
It's because I'm very much in the middle of it at the moment. And then, you know, you just have these moments all the time when you see you know, going to the BBC Proms earlier this year. There's so much that comes with the show, things like the BBC Proms and going to Comic-Con and so the people you meet as well, and the people that come to set and the children that you meet. And, you know, it's incredible to see how excited kids are to come on set and they meet the Doctor and they come on the TARDIS and, you know, we show them how to work it and how to, you know, fly away. And it's a magic. There's a magic about it. And yeah. That's really what it feels. It's a very magical show.
Two final questions about the Doctor. Matt Smith says goodbye at Christmas. Are you going to miss him?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's one of the greatest Doctors and an incredible actor, a great friend, and I absolutely miss him.
Okay. And where are you watching this big show on Saturday night?
I will be at the BFI with Matt and Stephen and all the team, and we'll be watching with our 3D glasses on.
And my final question, well, it's not so much a question, it's a comment. My kids, before I left the house this morning, said to tell you how much they love you.
Oh, yes. Send it right back. Thank you.
Hey, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. And I wish you the very best, not just for Saturday, but for the future and all your work with Doctor Who. God bless you. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you, Jenna.